President Xi Jinping of China and President Biden of the United States, the two richest countries here, have very different views on this conflict. And that is one of the reasons that the wording in this communique is so general. There is, for example, no mention of the North Korean troops that are being deployed on behalf of Russia against Ukraine, something that the US has condemned. But these are very different views from the world's two leading economies. But of course, things are likely to change come January when there is a new US president who has said he wants to end these wars as quickly as possible.